This evening, a group in Anchorage is hosting a gathering at the Anchorage Museum to discuss their plans for creating a co-housing project in the Anchorage area. The concept isn't new. Tonight's speaker, Charles Durrett, has designed more than 50 co-housing communities throughout North America, and he lives in one with his wife and 33 other families in Nevada City, California, near Lake Tahoe. Terry Pauls is a longtime Anchorage resident and is working on the local co-housing project. She joined Durrett in the studio with me. Charles Durrett is quick to say co-housing is not a commune, but rather a place to better know your neighbors while still maintaining privacy when you want.
We just crafted a new neighborhood together. Interestingly enough, it has nothing to do with what regular neighborhoods look like. You can't drive, you know, there's a few cars that are close to the houses, but most of them aren't. And then that we have a large common house. And we actually have dinner cooked in the common house 6 nights a week. And, you know, my wife and I show up a couple times a week. You know, pooling our resources, we have a fantastic swimming pool, for example, for 34 houses. Over and over again, we have things that we could never afford on our own. But when you pull your resources, amazing what you can do, you know. And the way we pull our resources is, for example, for 34 houses, we only have one lawnmower, but we only need one lawnmower. So, you know, we save money in lots of areas, and then we buy things in other areas.
Is there a philosophy about the mix of income, or how do you go about figuring out who you want to be in this neighborhood?
Our position is like with the 24 households that started the Nevada City co-housing, you know, we had folks, probably half of them had never bought a house. And we've actually did a project not long ago, 26 houses and 23 had not bought a house. So unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, quite often we're trying to really squeeze the budget to make it doable for folks who hadn't actually owned a house previously. That's not always the number one reason that people get involved. I mean, most people get involved for lifestyle reason, you know, a functioning neighborhood. What's unusual about co-housing is that the disparity of incomes involved. I mean, we did a project in Boulder a couple years ago where there's 6 houses that cost $125,000, which is practically free in the city of Boulder, and 4 houses that cost $750,000. So, you know, basically, it's whoever comes to the table, we try to make that work for them.
Terry, where are you looking for property, or do you have property now?
Well, we're looking actually all over the Anchorage Bowl area. So that can be quite a process. But I did want to speak to our desire to have different levels of housing available in terms of the income level. And we've talked about the possibility of renting as well to make it possible for really anyone who would want to live there to be able to do that. And when you keep the cars on the periphery, what that allows is for this whole kind of park-like landscaping to exist between the homes, and you can get to a house just by walking down a pathway, not even having to walk onto a street. The most recent one I visited in Bellingham, I just happened to be walking off the deck of the common house, and there was a guy setting up all this equipment. I asked him what he was up to, and he said, well, I'm going to be brewing beer here with a bunch of my buddies. Do you want to see how that happens? And in talking with those folks, they said that was one of the best things they loved about co-housing, was the things they could learn from each other.
Do you have a legal structure in place? Is it some sort of an association, or how does this work that people would sort of co-own this area?
Legally, it's set up like a condo association in that the people own everything inside their walls, and then they get to jointly take part in the decision-making for what happens everywhere else. In co-housing, people have a pretty deep intention to know their neighbors, and that includes usually having a common house that includes a big kitchen, often commercial-type kitchen, and a big dining area, and there are common meals 2 to 3 to 6 times a week. And it's really breaking bread together that I think makes co-housing stand out as a way to be able to form these deeper relationships.
Charles Durrett is a co-housing community developer, and Terry Pauls is an Anchorage community member. The presentation is tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Anchorage Museum.